A couple of years ago, Somali refugees in several large American cities began sending out scouting parties. Most were U.S. citizens, and they were looking for a quieter place to call home. They thought they'd found it in Lewiston, Maine, but now Lewiston's mayor is trying to stop the migration. He says his city can barely provide the new arrivals with the social services they need. NPR's Andrea De Leon reports.
Lewiston is a blue-collar town, still dominated by the brick textile mills that once hummed with the industry of the city's last wave of immigrants, the Franco-Americans who came down from Canada for the jobs and whose surnames still fill the local phone book. It's an almost entirely white city that didn't attract a lot of newcomers until people like Mohammed Abdi came to town. Abdi says he's seen the same sort of thing in his own country.
One morning the Somalis wake up and find Chinese all over the place, or Portuguese, or people who have never been seen in that village. It's something like that has happened here.
Abdi now works as a counselor for the Lewiston schools. His family was originally settled in Atlanta, but he says his wife was always worried about their children.
We were always worried whether they could be exposed to violence or drugs or these kind of things.
Abdi says Lewiston's Somali residents are looking for what all Americans look for, a peaceful place to live. He says they settled on Lewiston for its low crime rate and inexpensive housing. He points to three new Somali businesses among the long empty storefronts on Lisbon Street. But life hasn't been entirely peaceful. The city's general assistance budget has doubled, fights have broken out at the high school, and a white man was stabbed recently, allegedly by a Somali man. Last week, Lewiston Mayor Laurier Raymond pulled in the welcome mat. In an open letter to the Somali community, he told them they were putting too much strain on the city's finances. He urged them to call Somalis around the country and tell them Lewiston is full up. The mayor has refused to talk to the press. But many longtime residents say he's got it just right. Bob Stone is running for a state Senate seat. Taking a break from campaigning at Simona's hot dog stand, he says he doesn't dispute the Somalis' right as American citizens to move wherever they choose. But he says they're different from the French and Irish who moved here generations ago.
Instead of go knocking on doors, you know, looking for work, we're going to go knocking on the welfare office. And that's a big issue. That is something that people around here who are hardworking don't like.
Stone says it's all about resources. The city estimates half of the adult Somali residents have found work. The federal government welcomed the Somalis to the United States, says Bob Stone, so the federal government should pay for the services they need. But not everyone in Lewiston is ready to choose sides. At Frenchie's barbershop, right next door to the makeshift mosque, Fur Lengel lounges in the single chair, waiting for customers. He's got a picture of his son in the Marines on the wall behind him. Lengel says he's keeping an open mind about the Somalis.
You gotta have patience with people. You can't just say, do this, do that. Wait in a couple of years from now. It might be too late, but see what they're gonna do, what they're gonna prove to be.
As he speaks, a young Somali man walks into the shop with a sheaf of flyers advertising his new cleaning service. Lengel says the Somalis who come in for $5 haircuts make him remember what it was like when he first came from Canada to work in the mills. The Somalis say they came to Lewiston for the same kind of chance. Instead, they say they encounter a mayor bent on bigotry and inciting violence. Hawa Kahin says she's been in the United States for 21 years. She's been in Lewiston for 2 months.
I have 5 kids, and I'm so ashamed to tell my kids, do not go outside. It's not safe.
Isn't Maine part of America, she asks, with the freedoms of the other states? Then she holds up a keychain photograph of her oldest boy, a United States Marine. Andrea De Leon, NPR News, Lewiston, Maine.